Right, I'm here with Roy Dyke, who is the 1983 British champion. Now, many don't know about Roy, he was things, but many know him now as the Bristol Scrutineer. But Roy, tell us about that day. What can you remember about 1983?
Starting at the back of the grid, like four or five laps in, quite a big pile-up on the far end bend. Somebody dropped a load of oil, which slowed the race down and basically just survived.
What grade were you then?
Yellow top.
So yellow top British champion. That's a rare thing. Looking at it back in the day then. So British champion back in 1983. Yellow top. Obviously you started at the back of the grid. Was the qualifying heats and obviously just at the right place, right time?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, just everything on, but luck was on my side all the day long through, you know, really, basically. Had a good meeting.
And Taunton, was that one of your favourite tracks?
Yes, it could be said that was probably my favourite track. Used to win a few down there. Yeah, yeah, used to go on very well then, Taunton.
So how many years were you racing in Formula 2 before you decided to cross the wire?
21, when I was 21.
69.
Gave up in 19...
1771.
I can't remember actually.
72 you started.
72, gave up in 90. Yeah, I think it was
73 you started, because you had my side valve car and we went to Stoke.
That's it.
For Stoke thing. 73.
73 started, I think it was about 1990 when I gave up.
And obviously you've been racing for that period of time and that was obviously your finest moment. What else would you say, I mean, how would you approach a British Championship if you were racing today?
I don't know, you just got it. I think there's always a lot of luck involved in stock car anyway. I don't know. I was very lucky that day because I was off the back and there were a lot of people like Bill Batten and things like that getting really seriously, you know, making some big holes, and I just followed through until eventually they had the big pile-up, a fairly big pile-up, which sort of left it sort of fairly easy. Well, in a way, fairly easy.
So going back to the race, obviously post-presentation, you got the trophy, the rest of it, but you didn't actually get the actual trophy until sometime later.
End of the year, basically. I think Roy Goodman rescued it out of Bill's Cortina boot at the end of the day. I'm not sure quite how he got it, but he kept on until he eventually got the thing off of Bill. Because Bill sort of forgot to bring it or left it at home or whatever, you know. But, yeah.
So back in the day, and obviously the checkered roof and the number two didn't really come in until that.
No. It was Union Jack, I think, wouldn't it? Yeah, Union Jack on the roof.
Union Jack on the roof.
Yeah, that was basically it, really. Yeah, there's also like... kept the same number. Number two, I think, like that. It's not an option, I don't think.
Because I think the first and only driver to use that was Nick Lawrence, wasn't it, back in the day? Mm-hmm. Then sometime later, Alan Munter took it back, didn't he, for the Muggles, as I put it in the programme. Going forward then, you're now a scrutineer. How did that come about?
Oh, well, when I gave up, I mean, Graham eventually used to manage Mendip Raceways. And eventually he sort of conned me into sort of being a scrutineer up there. So, that's basically it, really. And Graham obviously bought the track and I've stayed there.
Any controversial moments which you'd rather forget?
2008.
Upset one of my best mates, George Beckham, because his floor in his car wasn't sufficient, which cost me a lot of money in beer because he never used to give me any free ones anymore. Upsetting Chevy Mills one day when his mate... mechanic threatened to sort of do things to me. Basically, that is it, really. Yeah.
And obviously, with your scrutineer's hat on, how are you going to approach, obviously, the British Championship? What do you want the drivers to do?
Bring a nice car. There are a few dodgy ones out there, which I'm not sure if Adrian's coming down to help or not.
Oh, Adrian, yeah.
If Adrian's there, I'm sure he'll, you know, yeah. I mean, most of the cars, because you see them a lot, you sort of know what the car is anyway. And most of the top guys anyway, they keep them up together, because otherwise if they didn't, then things would fall apart and they wouldn't be where they're too. It's just some of the lower grades can be a little bit trying at times. I won't mention any names.
But there you go. So just finally, who do you think is going to win this year's British Championship?
Well, I've no idea.
Graham's I think it's time for a comeback from the man from Melbourne Port, isn't it?
I honestly don't know. I quite fancy Moody if he's in the, if things are right for him, he's in the mood. You know what I mean? He's but then, you know, there's a lot of a hell of a lot of good drivers out there.